Music, when worlds collided. A concert will mark the 90th anniversary of pioneering Thai composer Utit Noksawat's birth. The late Utit Noksawat, who died in 1982, was a man of two worlds. He was a well-rounded musician, a composer, and master who accumulated his knowledge in an old traditional learning system. In the non-music world, he was a successful economist who finished his graduate studies in agricultural cooperatives. He received a doctorate degree in agricultural economy from Cornell University in 1957 and came back to work at Gassetsart University. Born in 1923 in Samut Songkran's Ampawa district, the birthplace of so many great musicians, including the legendary maestro Luang Padit Pairot, the young Utit had his first music lessons with his father, Sangwan Noksawat. He was also initially trained as a zither player. He later learned three-stringed fiddle with Praya Bumisevin. And in 1945, he joined the Ban Bat Conservatory of Luang Pradit Pairot, where he had a chance to learn and sharpen his skills in all kinds of musical instruments. Utit was one of the last students of Luang Pradit Pairot. Undoubtedly, he was a successful case. He excelled at zither and the three-string fiddle, said Anant Nakhon, ethnomusicologist at Silpagon University and leader of the Korpai Ensemble. He was a great composer with more than 100 songs to his credit. Some of them he developed into Tao songs, that is, music with complete three-tempo pieces. Many were new works, like Yunnan Ramluk, a lively Chinese-accented piece. With his avant-garde approach, Ajahn Utit did not care much about tradition in making his music. His proficiency made people think that he completed his formal education in music. He made ardent efforts to secure space and time for Thai classical music in the media. He hosted a series of music programs on television and radio. His program made this mode of music more accessible to the new generation. Ajahn Utit not only created Thai classical musicians, he also created a new audience, said Anand. In his capacity as a founding member of the Musical Artist Welfare Association, Utit was a key force behind the launch of the Y Crew Prachampipat competition at Wat Prapiren in 1969. A must annual event for people in Thai traditional music society up to the present day. The competition is a place where young talents can make their name. Besides, Ajahn Utit was the one who gave life to the Thai classical music clubs in higher education. There were 5 institutes, Gassetsart, Chulalongkorn, Thammasat, Silpakon, and Mahadon at the beginning. Now, all universities have a Thai musical club. With the clubs spreading in universities across the country, there emerged an annual music gathering, which the clubs hosted in turn. On top of that, with his progressiveness, Ajahn Utit made a huge contribution to music education with the development of modern teaching media, tape and videotape recording, which was rare in that era. His audio as well as visual technique made learning much easier for students, said Anand. A collection of record works by Thailand's top musical artists, including Yot Ponkut and national artist Utai Keolayet, are still kept in the master's studio on Samsen Road. Anand said the works, on original tape reels, are valuable items for a museum or a library. He noted that Utit's relentless quest for new creations and incessant attempts to upgrade Thai music make him different from other Thai musicians. He made a bold move that challenged those musicians who clung on to old tradition, said Anand. Among the changes introduced by the master was a sitting position for Thai musicians. At times, his ensemble members sat on chairs, not on the floor. One of his noteworthy inventions is the 14 semitone renat, a break from the typical 7 equidistant format renat. The instrument is part of a percussion quintet that he formed as a Thai gamelan at that time. The music circle reluctantly received Ajahn Utit's invention. He must have made several trials before this instrument came out. The instrument was too advanced for people in that generation. It's unfortunate that the master did not live long enough to see how it could accommodate music of this era. Tomorrow, Anant's Korpai Ensemble will join a music event held by Kasetsart University to commemorate the master's 90th birth anniversary at the university's Bangkhan campus. The ensemble will perform and bring the 14 semitone renat to the public eye for the first time since Utit's death in 1982. Performing on the special instrument will be Tosapon Tasana, a percussion instructor at the Luang Pradit Pyrot Music Club, playing the piece Yunnan Ramluk, a vivid Chinese-accented song composed by the master. Rearranging and reinterpreting the long-forgotten piece, which is set to be the concert's highlight, is renowned musician Chaibak Barachinda, also a Korpai member. In Anant's opinion, the instrument and the song are a perfect match for the reintroduction. Yunnan Ramluk is vibrant and colorful. It will captivate the audience in such a special event, he said.